This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Hey, and welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we're going to podcast the show on the team website. That's usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. If you're a Facebook fan, hey, listen, we're trying to get 1,000 likes. We're at like 960. I know I got more than 40 people listening. Log on to Facebook right now, and you will make my day if we can get 1,000 likes by the end of the show today. How about that? That's not asking much. Hey, what a show I've got for you. We're going to talk about last night's wild racing at Five Flags Speedway. It was the Alan Turner Pro Late Models back, and boy, there was some tore-up cars, but they waited until lap 95 to do all that, so we'll talk about that. Rick Crawford going to stand by, and by the way, he ran last night in Bristol. He had 9 cautions. A great win for Joey Logano. He's besting himself. And we'll talk with Dustin Long later with USAtoday.com and SI.com. He'll talk about everything Bristol, and also Deep South Speedway. Casey Hines is standing by, and they're going to be doing it in dirt again. And also, we've got a huge night of racing at Sunny South Raceway. Before we get the show started, also, if you live in this Gulf Coast where we do, you know, everyone's watching Isaac, prayers and thoughts, and hopefully this storm that goes over Cuba will leave us. So far, this could be one of the last weekends we actually have nice weather to go racing. Today, by the way, is free adoption day at the Mobile County Animal Shelter. Love animals. I've got a ranch, all sorts of critters, and usually it's $70. So today would be a great day to bring home a new family member and save a life. Also, you know we do a lot with the United States Fire Department Racing. Coming up Saturday, September 1st, at the Wilmer Fire Department, they're having a huge fundraiser. These things are great. They're going to have a food plate. I got some items to give away. And also, here's the best part. The kids can come out and see the fire trucks. That is so cool. I remember when I was a kid, we did that. It's a great way to support one of our great volunteer fire departments. So a big night of racing tonight. It's Bristol over in Tennessee, but we've got our own private Bristol along the Gulf Coast. And wow, they're crazy. Joe McArdle at Sunny South Raceway has welcomed back the Bombers. And even after the practice session earlier this week, he still wants us to come race. Hey, good morning, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane, and thanks for having us on.
Oh, hey, we're excited. And, you know, I was talking to a lot of the drivers last night over in Pensacola, and a lot of them had things to do, but there's several that said we'd like to come check that track out. And this is going to be a big night of racing, and this is a big preparation for a lot of stuff for next season. We're looking at possibly your track moving from Saturday nights to Friday nights, and you go to sunnysouthraceway.org, and you'll be able to see, actually, there's, I think, 90% of folks now want it to be switched, but it's really close. So what are your thoughts on that and the big racing tonight, Joe?
Well, as far as the poll goes, you know, Sunny South, history-wise, started out on Friday nights, and we actually run Friday nights for about 6 years there. It didn't really surprise me. You know, you just can't compete with everybody on right. The same night. So I think, my personal opinion, I think it'll work out great. My only regret is it would kind of be hard to get some out-of-town people, but, you know, big shows, 2 days affair, we got it covered. But tonight's going to be a good night for Sunny South. Tonight's going to be a great night. Like you said, we got our own Bristol right in our backyard. talking to Darren Matthews last night, he's lettering, if you believe this, he's lettering 3 cars, 3 Bombers, just for tonight.
Are you serious?
That's what he called me up for me yesterday.
So unbelievable.
There it is. There
wow.
it is.
You know, we talked off the air, and you and I have been working together side by side to try to get these Bombers to come back to the track, and that is something now. Now, let me ask you, now with this, we were not worried but concerned about getting 10 cars. We might have a 15-car field on that little track. You know it?
It's very possible. I can't wait, man. It's, you know, I can't wait. And like we said, we're going to put the transponders on the cars, and we're going to set the track record tonight for Bombers at Sunny South. How about that?
We're excited at Hurricane Motorsports bringing our 3 hot rods out, too. But but there's more than just that. You guys are ramping up for the biggest race in the country for the Bandoleros next weekend. Again, as long as Isaac leaves us alone, which I think it'll be done by that time, what are your thoughts? And, again, you're getting lots of phone calls. You've had cars from Michigan and Texas and states all surrounding Alabama, and they all say the same thing. They love the facility, and they can't wait for the Bando Nationals next weekend.
And that is the truth. We got a team coming in from Michigan, Lake Havasu, Arizona, Oklahoma City, Fort Worth, Texas. Not to mention, you'll pull 80% of our drivers will come out of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. I mean, they love the Bandoleros.
Oh yeah, and it's now explain what that class is again for people maybe just tuning in for the first time. It's a step up. You'll see a lot of the go-karters and younger drivers move up to that, and it's a real race car, but has kart qualities. Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, sir. That's a good way. It's got a kart front end on spindle wise. You adjust the spindles up and down, tie rod ends. No suspension on the front, but the back end is coil over spring setup with a floating axle. The chain guard. It's got a 30 horse twin cylinder Briggs & Stratton, and they're turning lap times at Sunny South in the 1320s.
Wow, see that's quicker than what the bombers are doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is, and it's a full fiberglass body. It's two major pieces, two doors, full roll cage.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's a neat little setup.
Yeah, and you can go online to sunnysouthraceway.org and see some of the pictures and all that. And, tonight it's going to be a pretty cool night because we're having a lot of different things, including, I believe, and I'm not mistaken here, the Mighty Mites are back, right?
The Mighty Mites are here. The Mighty Mites are here. They'll be back, which is our little beginner class, 48 years old, no prior racing experience, champ car, full roll cage, 5-point. Harness. Tell mom and dad it's a 5-point harness, full roll cage.
Well, and that's the thing, man. I mean, these cars, these are young drivers. We've had, Connor Okrasik on. We've had young Bean, Tyler Bean, is that correct? I believe. Yeah. And he was a great interview, and he has got it down. And these guys are serious about it. I was talking with some of the folks last night at Five Flag Speedway about this class because you got people in the pits, the late model drivers, talking about your class over there. And they say it's entertaining because these guys are just learning. I mean, they'll tell them to slow down. It's like when you go to the go-kart track, down at the golf or something like that. And, all right, slow down. They bump each other when they're coming into the pits and stuff. But they're all learning, and they've come a long way in a short season, haven't they?
Yes, sir, they have. When they first started off, they didn't know what a flag was. I feel like one of the better things we've done, instead of flag them from the flagman posts up in the air, we flag them from the ground.
Oh, that's good.
On their level. Now we can throw a flag out and they'll actually get out of the throttle. You know, listen, to have seen these guys the first night, you would have to ask yourself,
what are you doing?
What are you doing, and why us? We don't need this.
Wow.
And then as they went along, they just got better and better and better.
Well, it's going to be a great night. You'll have also the Pro Challenge, and, of course, you'll have the Stingers there and the Bombers. And then on top of that, you've also got the Legends cars, and those cars are amazing to watch. And you've had some good field. So, the nice thing about what I like over at Sunny South is, as well as fans, if you want to bring the kids out there, you don't have to worry about it. You can sit in the stands, and you're looking at the track. And we've talked about this, Joe. You can turn around the stands. You can see everything in the pits. And there's a place for the kids to go play. There's plenty of room out there. I don't have a problem having young kids walk around, and it's a safe track, no alcohol, and the best food on the Gulf Coast at any racetrack.
Sir.
I'm telling you.
Yes, we have got them beat in the food department.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
And like you say, I've got three grandchildren that was raised at Sunny South. Yeah. Right. You can sit in the bleachers, and there's the whole track in front of you.
Yeah.
And behind you, there's the pit. I mean, and it's fair. You know, it goes with the small scale. It's beautiful. Let me tell you something. You remember a driver at Mobile used to, I think he held the record in modifies, Martin?
Yeah.
What was his first name?
It wasn't Hal Martin.
No.
Tim Martin.
Tim Martin.
Yeah.
Tim Martin called me 2 days ago. He is building a Stinger for his 14-year-old son for next year at Sunny South.
That's awesome. I love to hear that. And one thing we've talked about, your track, and it's proof right there, even the racers have been around for a while and know how to do it, and they've got a younger generation kid. My son Aiden is ready to go racing. He gets to where he needs to be. We're going to put him in a car as well. Your track. You train them there. It's a safe way to learn. It's a beautiful facility, and I thank you for it, man.
We have fun doing it. Look at your bomber drivers tonight. You got three or four people that started this Sunday South driving bombers now.
Yeah, and we'll be out there for sure. Well, how do we find the track? Because there's lots of race fans been on Facebook saying, where is this at? It's the best kept secret in the South, as we say. How can we find the track tonight so fans can come check it out?
Go west. Go west, young man. Go west on Interstate 10. You can go all the way to Exit 4 at the truck stop. Mm-hmm. Hang a right, go to an intersection. Go to downtown Grand Bay at the traffic light. Hang a left. Come back east on Highway 93 miles. And we're on your left. Or you can go to the big track and go 6 miles west on Highway 90. We're on the right.
Yep, can't miss it. And you'll see the lights.
Can't miss it.
Yeah, and you'll gates
it.
Open at 4. Open
gates
practice.
Open at 4.
From 4:30 to 6:30, and then one more thing, and we'll let you go. The way you're qualifying tonight, again, extra $10 for transponders, $30 gets the car and the driver in there at the Sunny South. But talk about the qualifying. It's a little bit different than what some people might be used to.
Right. We use and do what is known as European qualifying.
And I love it.
For instance, in Legends, we put 5 cars out there at one time, spaced apart. We give them 6 laps. Mm-hmm. Transponder records your fastest lap.
I love that.
I mean, we can qualify before, you know, it's so neat. It's just fun as I almost messed up.
I didn't have my beep ready.
Bombers awesome. Will probably, you know, to make it look real good, put on the show, we'll probably put 4 bombers out there, get them 6 laps, space them as they come out on the track. And the secret is know who you're racing, and do not attempt to pass.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and man, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Well, it's sunnysouthraceway.org, also on Facebook, and we'll be talking about it on Facebook and later on the show, too. So we'll see you later this afternoon at the track, and we appreciate you, Joe.
Hey, man, come on down. Let's have some fun.
I guarantee you we will at Sunny South Raceway. Before we come back, Rick Crawford is standing by, going to talk about his run at Bristol last night. And again, running last night, had the Alan Turner Pro Late Models down in Pensacola, and got a couple interviews from Victory Lane, and we'll go ahead and play those real quick before we head on out and come back right away.
Let's talk about it, Mike. Lap 55, you took the lead and you checked out, and then it was lap 95 and all the cautions came out. Man, you had to earn it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, the car was real good. I mean, I just want to thank everybody in the Skits Racing, Buddies Home Furnishings, Third City Race Cars. It was a good night. We ran good. Zach Halser ran good. I mean, it was a good night all the way around. So, you know, see if we can keep it going, try to get some momentum for the Derby.
And that's the big thing. What do you guys learn? Anything tonight for the Derby? Obviously, it's going to be 2 different tracks.
Well, we think we do. So, I mean, we're going to try to use that for the Derby. And like I said, it'd mean everything to get Tracy Goodson a Derby win. So we're working at it. Hopefully, we can keep getting them better and see what happens.
There you go, race fans. One more time for Mike Garvey. I'll tell you what, a great run for a brand-new-looking car here. Actually, same car, new paint job. Bubba, second place, and I know second is, as you would probably say, the first loser, but what a great run. You had it going, and man, at the end, out of those cautions, that was your chance, but the roll killed you too. Tell us about tonight.
No, it's just we had a real good race car. Starting in the back killed us, but, you know, we saved our tires right there at the beginning of the race, and with about 40 to go, we were down the cylinder, the battery went dead or something, then we skipped the whole race. It just, it wouldn't run, it wouldn't take off or anything. I think we had a good race car. I'd like to race Mike. I think we had something for him. We just, unfortunate right there, and can't catch a break, so we'll come back.
And I tell you what, he looked good out there, but again, had it lost 2 cylinders. So great running at Pensacola. More racing continue. Mobile International Speedway takes the weekend off with the Lee Fields Memorial 150. We're going to talk with Rick Crawford next. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, just right after the show, we're going to podcast the show on usfdracing.org. And that's United States Fire Department Racing. And my team, Hurricane Motorsports, we have teamed up with them. And it's a pretty cool thing. We race for volunteer fire departments for awareness. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, don't forget, today, free adoption day at the Mobile County Animal Shelter, usually $70. And also coming up Saturday, September 1st, the Wilmer Fire Department having a fundraiser. They got it at their station on Moffat Road, food, plates, and all sorts of cool stuff for the family. So we want to try to wear give you awareness, raise awareness, and see what's happening with those guys out there. Well, it was a great race weekend just a little while ago over Mobile International Speedway. They've taken some time off. Rick Crawford actually decided to take some time and go run over at Bristol. But I tell you what, the guy ran a great race last night, and he's probably still asleep. We've been back and forth, and it's been hard to get a hold of him. So I got the mouth of the South, the second best thing, Chris Carter on the phone with us talking with Mobile International Speedway. Morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kane. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing good, man. And, you know, we talked about Five Flags last night. You were there, pretty good racing, and that's just kind of coming up to what we're going to see with Lee Fields Memorial 150. And I've got phone calls from, I wish I could say who, because that would, well, I don't know if we can talk about it yet or not, but it's going to be a big, big event. Well, heck, wrestling match, something going on. What's going on over there?
Man, this is going to be a major race. I mean, actually, if you really think about it, the next two races we have at Mobile Speedway are going to be huge with the Lee Fields Memorial, September the 7th, 8th, and 9th, and then we're going to have the big race on September 22nd, 10,000 to win at, for the super late models.
That's huge.
But let's talk about the Lee Fields Memorial. And as you said, I mean, what about Bubba Potter last night? Yes, Mike Garvey did get the win, but for Bubba to be in that number one Jags car and to come back, finish second, started 10th, down two cylinders, man, I mean, he was wheeling the heck out of that car. So,
and he's the defending champion. He wants that wrestling belt. It's not a trophy. It's a wrestling belt.
Yes, it is a wrestling belt, and Bubba Potter will be there. He will be there with probably in that number one car. Yeah. You know, you'll be hearing more about that later on. But, you know, you expect to see him there. There's going to be some heavy hitters there. We will have a wrestling exhibition match on September the 8th, Saturday night. We'll have Bob Kelly, Marcel Pringle, Tony Sweat, Bob Armstrong, the Mountain Man, Lord Humongous. There's going to be some good people there, and as of right now, for some reason, I don't know how I get into all this. They've got me scheduled to be in this bad boy, too.
Now, so, hold on again. Now, you've already gone through surgery last week for Mobile International Speedway for, like, what looks like someone blew your finger off. You actually rode in the Demolition Derby, and someone nailed you, and it just blew up your finger. You've had to have skin graft and all this for the glory of racing, and now you're going to be wrestling? What are you thinking? You better get a hard cast so you can beat up Cowboy Bob Kelly when he puts that boot up your butt, or the boot up your butt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I go back to the doctor Monday. Dr. Setzer's the one that did my skin graft, and I did. I had surgery on this bad boy. On Tuesday morning, it hurts. I've been through a lot of things in my life, but man, this thing's been so painful. But yeah, if the doctor approves it, I'm going to be involved in this wrestling match in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know me, I do anything to help promote Mobile Speedway. So even if it takes a little bit of beating and banging and getting hurt, I'm willing to do it.
Oh yeah, all for the glory. I hear you. Hey, Chris, what is so special about the Lee Fields Memorial 150? You know, I talk to the drivers, but as a co-worker and someone that grew up at the track, I was not able to meet Lee Fields. He passed to cancer right about a year before I came into the scene over at the track, and he was a special kind of guy. The guy that would drive, and he's known for this. I hear all the fans say this all the time. When he pulls his car into the pace, right after, as he pulls the pace car off, what would be the one thing he would do to park the car?
I called it a Texas turnaround, but Lee Fields would come off and just slide that thing around like the Dukes of Hazzard spin around. It was really neat.
And the crowd went nuts every time.
Oh, yeah, and you knew it was going to happen, and we expected it, and it was just part of it. But, man, you know, I got the opportunity, and I was really thankful for being able to go up to Montgomery Speedway. And I'm back for, you know, several reasons. But, I mean, I got to be able to be a promoter. I've got to be able at Sunny South Raceway at Montgomery and what I'm doing now at Mobile Speedway. But everything that I do that I, as far as being a promoter or, you know, being a part of Mobile Speedway, there's a lot of stuff that I do and how I perform, how I act, how I present myself. And I'm known for being a little crazy and out there somewhat, but that's just me. But there's a lot of things that I do is because of what I learned. And growing up, you know, all through the years and watching and looking and listening to Lee Fields, I learned so much. He was probably the best. Him and Bob Harmon, there was never no new two promoters like them two. Mm-hmm. Lee Fields took the wrestling mentality and applied it to Mobile Speedway. Okay, Bubba Gale, you're going to be the bad guy. Gerald Wilkerson's going to be the good guy. Or vice versa. You know, there was always a bad guy at Mobile Speedway and a good guy. Mm-hmm. And Lee Fields applied that to racing just like the wrestling deal. So,
now, I heard rumors. I heard stories that he would go up to drivers and say, I heard you're mad at that guy. I'll give you $100 if you take him out. Like back in the day.
You know, and Lee Fields, like I said, once again, the wrestling mentality. Yeah. He applied that wrestling mentality to being a promoter at Mobile Speedway. And he used that, and it was just, that's why he was so good. And you know, way back years ago when we raced every Saturday night and people parked across the street at Palmer's Hotel. Wow. I mean, these are still the good days, but, you know, there's so many memories. I could sit here and talk till 6 o'clock this evening without even taking a breath of all the good things that Lee Field's done. So for us to have a race in his memory, I know it means a lot to Ida. It means a lot to Rick Crawford. It means a lot to me. And even with you not even having met the man, you hear the stories, you hear the rumors. So, you know, he was awesome. He was great people, good people, and he's missed very much. But, you know, he lives through a lot of people. And like I said, I try to do things as he would want them to be done or would expect them to be done.
Well, there you go. Lee Fields Memorial coming up September 7th and through the 9th. And that's going to be huge, a three-day event. Rick, we appreciate you stepping in. Rick, Rick.
My name's Chris Carter, dude.
I was thinking Rick just texted me. I'm ready. I'm like, oh, well, sorry.
Rick Crawford, his protege, is doing got him covered.
I did that. Okay, well, we will see you. And, again, we appreciate a big race weekend a couple weeks away. And we'll have Rick back on next weekend. Or not. Hey, we'll bring you back too, Chris. We appreciate you being part of the show, buddy.
All right. Peace out, White Trout.
All right. There you go. Coming up next, now we're going to wrap it up with Bristol and Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com. He writes for several different papers. You can find out more about what's happening to Bristol. Talking Joey Logano and 9 cautions. Man, hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and it is all about being bruised and battered and beaten and banged. It's Bristol, baby, and it's back again, and what a great week it's already been. I've seen some great racing with the trucks. You've seen some great racing with the modifieds nationwide last night. Again, kudos to Rick Crawford, starting 40th, finishing 36th, and didn't wad it up. That's a good thing when you go to Bristol. And we've got theme songs to talk about, Logano winning, and some more goodies with Dustin Long with SI.com and USAtoday.com. Morning, Dusty.
Hey, how's it going?
Man, doing great. You got to tell the story. We were just talking off the air, and I said, how cool is this? You were at Bristol, and the rain started coming, and you take it from here. This is great.
Well, I was just pouring. I just needed to get out of there, so I was going to leave the media center and run out to the tunnel and get toward my car, and it was just like raining like cats and dogs. And so I run, and I'm running to the tunnel, and the entrance of the tunnel is under turn 3 of Bristol, and you where you get to the entrance, you get to walk, and you walk down, and it's a really sharp angle. So as I got to the entrance, got to the walkway to the tunnel, still outside getting dumped on, I started to slow up because I wanted to make sure I didn't lose traction on my shoes and to go sliding down into the tunnel, which would have been great in front of a ton of people. And all of a sudden, as I start to slow up, I hear this voice like, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then there, all of a sudden, this umbrella appears over me, and we just run down together to the entrance of the tunnel. Person takes the umbrella down, and it was Juan Pablo Montoya. So
I
was like, hey, how's it going? He's like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, hey, how are your kids?
one of the most compelling interviews with Juan Pablo, probably.
Well, he did have an interesting comment. He's like, do you know, I've been in NASCAR longer than I've been in Formula One or any other series of racing.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, I never even realized that. And he's like, oh, man, it's crazy.
Yep, and he still needs to pick it up a little bit. But I don't want to talk about Juan. I thought that was awesome, though. I thought, how cool is that? And that shows that he's got a good sense of humor. You need that at Bristol. Let's talk about, before anything, Brad Keselowski and comments he made last weekend and Hendrick response. I mean, this is interesting. Tell the story.
Well, obviously, it goes back to last week at Michigan where Brad was talking after the race, and his comment was, you know, he was asked about, you know, some cars having an advantage and things like that, and his comment was, you know, there's parts and pieces on the car that are moving after inspection that make the car more competitive. Some guys have it, some don't. There's questions to the interpretation of the rule. He says Penske Racing errs on the safe side because we don't want to be the guys that get the big penalty, basically alluding to the Hendrick guys.
Yeah.
And so Friday at Bristol, Hendrick Motorsports had its opportunity to respond. And, you know, Dale Jr., this is what he said. He says, you know, me and Brad are friends. I don't want any drama with Brad. I don't particularly like the things he says lately about the company I drive for. I take offense to the claims and accusations. So he was not happy. Jimmy Johnson also wasn't thrilled, asked about Brad's comment. Jimmy Johnson says, he likes to talk a lot, and he says a lot of things. I don't know what his strategy is. Honestly, I'm not all that concerned. everybody's entitled to an opinion, but I think you need to have your facts straight and understand what's going on.
I love it.
And then Dale Jr. had one other comment, and he said about Brad, he is a really great race car driver, and I wish he would concentrate on that. I think he likes to talk a lot, but I think his true skills shine on the racetrack, not really behind the microphone.
Yeah, that's a pleasant little jab, wasn't it? Man, well, that's, yeah, see, and that's, well, that's racing, and you know you're going to have that, and the teams do it on all local levels, too. Now, let me ask you about Logano's performance. You look at last night, now he gets his best winning season in a nationwide, tops it from when he was 19 in his rookie year where he had five, now six. Can this help him look for a ride if he's still doing that on the Cup side?
Well, I think his situation is I think the indication is, in talking to some people yesterday at Bristol, is that, you know, he is more than likely going to be the guy in the 22, and it's just they're kind of working through some things right now. Somebody seemed to indicate it was kind of like one of the issues was, you know, what were they going to do nationwide for him next year? So there was even some talk about, you know, he might be in the 22 and Sam still might be in a third car for a Cup car for Penske's, but there's still a lot of you know, things to kind of work through. But the indication seemed to be that, you know, just as the expectation is Matt Kenseth to Joe Gibbs Racing next year, it seems to be building up Joey Logano to Penske Racing next year.
Yeah, that'll be good. Theme songs, they've been pretty tight-lipped about this. This is the one track that the drivers pick their theme song to come out to. Have you heard any rumors?
Well, I know it was at, David Reagan's doing the theme to the Andy Griffith Show because he has a Mayberry police cruiser.
Cool.
I was trying to think, and I'm looking it up. Jimmy Johnson, what did he say? He posted his on Twitter, and I'm trying to find it, but I think it was like a, I want to make sure I got the band right, but the Black Keys, Howlin' for You. Huh. Is what Jimmy Johnson said his would be. Obviously, you know, now for fans watching on TV, you're not going to be able to see the driver intros because of the, you know, the track would have to secure the rights for the music to be played on air like that, and that's an expensive endeavor, so you're not going to see all of them. Sometimes TV might show one or two, and you can hear the music in the background. Mm-hmm. Another change this year is they're going to have Michael Buffer, the boxing ring announcer, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy, who's going to announce the driver. So it'll add to the festive atmosphere that'll be in Bristol tonight.
Well, and it's going to be great. One more thing I want to ask you. Who stands out? I mean, who's the guy that can actually leave? You look at the qualifying was rained out. Casey Mears had fast time. He starts on the pole.
Well, Brad Keselowski's won the last two times there. Kyle Busch needs a win, certainly needs a strong performance. Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, I mean, those guys talk about, you know they have to win and they have to take that extra gamble.
Sweet.
if it comes up to get that win. So if those guys are in position, it certainly could be interesting at the end of the race, no doubt about it.
They're willing to wreck them. It's Bristol, baby! Well, how can we keep track of you when you're at the track all tonight?
It'll be on Twitter at Dustin Long, and that's just all D, you know, just all together, you know, this at symbol sign with Dustinlong, and you know, I'll be tweeting from the track this evening.
Well, we appreciate you as always. You're so insightful coming on board, and we hopefully will have not a lot of cautions, but with nine last night, we'll see what happens. My pick, Jeff Gordon. You don't have a. I'm going to put you down as Brad Keselowski. How's that?
I'll go with Kyle Busch.
Ah, okay. Well, you just made everyone yell at you. I'm just
there
kidding.
You go.
Hey, Dustin, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time.
All right, thanks.
Absolutely. Dustin Long, so insightful. We appreciate him coming on board. And also thanks to all the guests. Don't forget tonight, Hurricane Motorsports is going to be running their bombers tonight. And it sounds like we're going to have about 12 to 15 of them. Now that we've got some other local drivers going to bring out there, it's at Sunny South Raceway, sunnysouthraceway.org. Thank you to my guys at Hurricane Motorsports, Daniel, fellow team owner, my wife Michelle, all the guys working on the cars hard, from Richie to, gosh, everybody over there. Thank you to Advanced Auto Parts. Also, of course, Skywatch Traffic, Metro Glass and Mobile. We've got Cooper Tires on the Hood, and of course, we've got Aaron's Rent to Own. You'll see all of them tonight at Sunny South Raceway. God bless, and we'll see you next weekend.